It's the Concierge Hub, Ken Sternfeld, with breaking news for 2021. The first news is that, as usual, CVS Health is dropping the ball in their inability to deliver what they say they will. As nursing home residents wait to be vaccinated, a small percentage of the amount of vaccines that have gone into the market have been put into the arms of our most devastatingly impacted residents in nursing homes. It's because, simply put, CVS Health cannot implement any program that they sit in a Wusunkin boardroom and draw up on a whiteboard. Whether it's anything from text messaging or smoking cessation programs or ready refill programs or anything they've ever brought to market, what they say they can do never gets done. They struggle to do simple blocking and tackling. And that may be something that affects their bottom line or puts more pressure on the pharmacists when they blame them and the wonderful staff of their technicians for not getting their job done for the metrics. But today, we're talking about them not saving lives. There is no excuse for the inability to mobilize a nationwide, if you are what you say you are, which is a healthcare providing entity, with Aetna, with CVS, with Caremark, with all that you do, to drop the ball and let people suffer and die. And the people who are suffering are even including your own employees. You put out information to hire tons of people to do this and give them hero pay and have them get trained up in a matter of days to put this life-saving vaccine in the arms of Americans. But then what happens? Numbers don't lie. Just like you come in and tell a pharmacist, your numbers stink. Look in the mirror. Larry Merlo, you got another month here to all the glory, all the money, all the accolades you have of your health company. Look in the mirror. And today, you are failing the numbers game. People are dying. Your people who go home with COVID by working in your stores have to wait 2 to 3 weeks to get paid for the time off that legally, by state and nationwide, you are required to pay for that time off when those people have to be isolated and sent home because they have COVID-19. What are you doing with that money, Larry, when that person has to wait 2 to 3 weeks after the normal payroll period to receive the money to put food on their table, Larry? What are you doing as you collect your $36 million salary while all of your employees look in the mirror and say, why am I working for a company that doesn't care? Well, that's all well and good, Larry. You're going to keep doing, and CVS will keep doing what they do. But today, look at the news. Look at the reports. You're not in the balcony in the Senate chamber waving to the president like you're saving lives because you cut out cigarettes. You're not the hero anymore, Larry. You're the villain who is losing lives, not saving lives. Your company cannot execute for the simple reason that your culture as a company is horrific. It's pandemically horrific. Nobody is respected by your company for the hard work that your pharmacist and your interns and your technicians do. They look for ways to get out. They look for ways to get out of CVS Health because their health is impacted. Well, there's going to be an association, Larry, that's going to take all these people off your hands. And just watch while you're retiring, counting your money. Just watch what happens when the big red heart starts bleeding itself. Because your promises on the White House lawns and your promises to the world of healthcare and your promises that you will do what you do, look in the mirror, look at the numbers, you're failing. You should be fired, let alone retiring and walking away with what you're walking away. You're hurting more than you're helping, and that's the truth.